All right, Dylan Ferrandis, Unadilla. I guess this men's Villeman stays home now all the time?
No, he's coming next weekend. And I was waiting for the result for Ironman. Maybe he's going to come now just for enjoy the racing.
Right. Hey, nice pass on Aaron. I got to admit, I thought Aaron was going to take the win when he got you. He was coming, but you struck right back. And then, dude, did you ever lay down a lap?
Yeah, I mean, it was battle between him and me. Yeah. I knew that if he win, it's over, go for it for him, and I didn't want it. I really want today win, and I have everything to do it. And he opened a small door, and I just go for it. I say, and it's now or never. Yeah. So good pass, yeah. And yeah, in last lap, in the same area, the guy crashed in front of me. Only one line stuck a little bit in the mud, but hopefully I make a small gap with Aaron, so it was okay. But yeah, it was a little bit crazy.
As soon as you got him, you really put the hammer down. I think it might have been your fastest lap of the race.
Yeah, because before, Harrison was in front, and I couldn't pass him. I didn't find a way to pass him, and Aaron was behind, and he saw all my lines. So when Mitchell crashed, we was both on front, and I saw that AP have all my lines. So I said, now it's going to be complicated. But, I mean, I give everything, that's payoff, you know, that's perfect day. 1-1 is really what we work for it when we are racer. It's the most important. In South Week, 4-1 and 1 overall was good, but 1-1 is, it's a perfect day.
What's it like to not have a parade lap? Nobody went out. You come out for both motos. How is that?
It's okay. For my side, I'm used to, because in a GP, it's happened many times, you know, when you're traveling. Sometimes you go to Brazil, I remember in Brazil, we did it on Sunday. We didn't do the warm-up, didn't do the safety.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So from the qualifying race on Saturday to the Moto 1 on Sunday. So
okay.
I'm a little bit used to, it's okay. The track was really good today. Honestly, with the rain we had, I was surprised. The track was good.
This one can soak it up pretty good. You talked about not being able to get by Harrison. I think, and you tell me, the track was kind of dry and one-lined, right? Like, if you went outside that main line in the second moto, it was tough.
Yeah, for sure, but honestly, there was some line. Okay. There was some solution, and I was surprised that it was, you know, because normally when it's big mud, like first moto, it's only one line, and honestly, truck was good, and we had some choice on some line choice today.
Yeah, you were definitely, when the rain was coming down, I'm like, I think my fantasy team, I put you on my fantasy team, because I'm like, he's got to ride good in the mud. I mean, you guys all do, right?
No, it's not true.
Yes, it is. It's totally true.
Everybody say that in Europe we always ride in the mud, but no, there is some track dry like Washougard and Outback, but we just ride in every condition. And because there is 2 days of racing, Saturday and Sunday, that's why sometimes we ride on Saturday in the mud and it's dry on Sunday, or the opposite.
Vice versa, yeah.
So it's just we ride more, so there is more to show, you know. And but I mean, my experience in the mud is came from when I was a little kid and practicing, you know. Yep. It's not from the GP.
Congratulations on the MXDN honor. That had to have been pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. It's always...
You were in Latvia, right?
Yeah, I was in Latvia when we won the first time after
13
years. So it was good.
Yep. And this is your second time?
Yeah, it will be my second time, yeah.
Reaction to Marvin. I know you've been asked that a lot. All of us are like, what the hell? I mean, you know, I mean, he won today, double French sweep like we had in Supercross this year.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I don't know more, you know. We all wake up the same day and we all saw the team, and I was happy to be a part. But yeah, that's a little bit sad for Marvin, because he showed that on Redbird he can make 1-1. So it's what we want, you know, for the nation. We want a guy who make 1-1. So it's a little bit surprising, but it's like this.
Philemon comes on the Pulp Show a lot and writes columns on my site. What's the one thing he's done for you the most, do you think? Helped you with? What's the one thing he's really helped you with?
I think he do many things. You should be. I mean, if you spend one training with us, you will be surprised how many things he did for me.
Yep.
But I think right now, I mean, the work is done. The physically work is done. The bike work is done. We just practicing now, make lap, and just do the workly training.
Yeah.
I think right now with the past two races that I make some mistakes, some bad luck, some everything, it just put me on a good mood and just tell me the I mean, tell me what I can do. If I did everything what we work, what I can do, and that's work. I mean, today I just ride at my own level, own potential, and did everything we work on the practice, and that's work.
I think your fitness is maybe one of the best in the class. Late in the motos, I think so. I mean, your fitness seems incredible.
Yeah, I hope. But I can tell you, we worked really hard last winter. Right. When I broke my scaphoid, I couldn't ride. So we have time to work a lot on the legs, especially the legs, cycling and running. So we spend a lot of time together to do some fitness. And yeah, now it's paying off on the bike. So I'm really proud about it. And I can't thank him enough for everything he do for me.
Well, cool, man. Hey, thanks for this. Congratulations. We're happy for you. Thank you
very much. Cool.